the winner of the other debate. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina senator, has the lowest poll numbers in the Republican race, possibly because of his main campaign promise.
If I'm president of the United States, we're going to send more ground forces into Iraq because we have to.
Not a popular position, and yet he was the hit of the consolation debate last night. Graham has been in the Army Reserves for 30 years. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was in a support position, not combat, but he traveled extensively and he knows the place. And the audience seemed to appreciate his reality checks. On immigration, for example, he argued that bringing in more legal immigrants doesn't hurt the safety net. It's the only way to save it.
In 1950, there were 16 workers for every retiree. In 20 years, there's going to be two. And you're going to have 80 million baby boomers like me retire en masse wanting a Social Security check. Let's create a rational legal immigration system because we have a declining workforce.
Thank you, Senator.
Strom Thurmond had four kids after he's 67. If you're not willing to do that, we better come up with a new legal immigration system.
He also argued that, like the president whose library hosted the debate, you have to work with the other side to get results.
Ronald Reagan did a couple of really big things that we should all remember. He sat down with Tip O'Neill, the most liberal guy in the entire House. They started drinking together. That's the first thing I'm going to do as president. We're going to drink more.
Audience loved that. And you know, in the right context, it might also solve the reproduction problem. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.